T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's God's plan that you should be listening to Drex and Nina today to win 4 tickets to see the Chicago Cubs in the Pepsi's batter's eye seats. And that's all from B96 and our friends at Pepsi, the official sponsor of the Chicago Cubs. So that's coming up.
Awesome.
Looks like we're going to have some little dabble do us.
This is funny.
Unfortunately, it might be a little more than a little dab, but we were going to have some rain. Have some rain. Not some snow, but some rain.
That's okay.
Right now, 33 degrees and a high of 37 degrees today. And then tomorrow, sunshine, high near 60. We'll run with that.
Yes.
Yesterday was nice. It was cold, but.
Upgrade.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to let you roll this out because this is just freaky deaky.
Well, this is next level. But have you ever dated somebody younger than you? Or maybe somebody older than you?
Depending on who you are in the relationship.
Yeah. Who are you in the relationship? Either way, how much was that age gap? 312-591-9696. And did it work? So you think about that a little bit and let us know. Meanwhile, picture this. Gary, 17 years old, met the love of his life, Almeida, 72, at a Chuck E. Cheese. Listen to this.
We met at Chuck E. Cheese pizza. I looked into his eyes and I just fell in love with those brown eyes. I just looked at him and knew that he was the one I wanted to best spend my life with.
The first thing that attracted me to Almeida was her beautiful, gorgeous blue eyes, her personality, always full of laughter. And we just connected so well. Everything about her just captures my heart.
Now when she says to spend the rest of my life with, who is she? What is she? How much time is she really talking about right here?
You know, it's terrible that you even say that, but you can't help but wonder that question. I mean, 72 and 70, I mean, that's a big age gap.
17 and 72.
What do you have in common?
Well, I think
Chuck
I know.
Cheese.
I know Chuck
well,
E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese.
She's hanging out at Chuck E. Cheese looking for 17-year-olds.
Yeah, she's trolling Chuck E. Cheese.
I don't know.
She has 6 grandkids, too. I mean, that's what makes it uncomfortable. I mean, when you have a big age gap like that, you know, because then it's like, what's up, brother, dad, or cousin, dad?
Well, how do you get this math right?
Mind you, this is all in Tennessee.
Ah.
So that kind of clears some stuff up for
you. 72 and 17.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, I think she, what in my brain, in my twisted brain, I think I know what she's looking for. I don't know if he's looking for money. She could live for another 20, 30 years. So I don't know what the hell that's about.
He said he basically has a type. Like, this is his thing. Listen to this.
A past relationship, she was 77 years old.
What?
We was together for almost 2 years.
Okay.
It was never going to work out with her. And she wasn't my soulmate anyways. This right here is my soulmate. Forever. I've never been attracted to younger women at all. Even when I was, 13 or 14. I've always had attraction for older women.
Wait for
My
it.
Grandmother was the one that raised me, so.
Did you hear that, Jack?
Wow.
Oh.
Hold on, here it goes again.
My grandmother was the one that raised me, so.
Oh my goodness. I love my mama and I love my dad.
I don't love my mama
that much. Okay.
I mean, that
I love
does
my
make
grandmama.
You, yeah, your grandmama a lot. It does make you a little uncomfortable. The two of them got married 2 weeks later. So this is happening. This is real life for them.
Can we post a picture? Can we do that? Can we post a picture up of the couple?
I think we
can, right?
It's on the internet.
Follow us at Drex and Nina. We're going to go ahead and put that picture up over there.
We'll put in all the socials.
53-year age gap. 53 years. I can't even imagine what you would have in common. What is the biggest age gap you've ever experienced in your relationship? And did it work?
Younger or older?
Right.
Yeah, 312-591-9696. Let's start with Angela in Elmhurst. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Angela. So you dated 17 years older.
Yes. I was 20 and he was 37.
How'd that go?
We dated for a year. He actually had 2 daughters. One was, they were both in high school.
Oh, wow.
The older one was 17. So we were 3 years apart. It did not work at all.
Yeah.
Was there tension between you and the daughter?
No, we actually got along very well.
Borrowed each other's clothes, shared makeup.
We became friends, and that was weird for him. Yeah.
Your man's giving you both allowance on your way out the door.
Well, it's a two-way street. He wanted to be with you, so he knew he had to know that part was going to be awkward, right?
He had always dated younger women. Like that, I was. It wasn't like this was the first time for him. So was I think he was kind of used to it at that point.
Was it a work thing, or did you like? How did you guys meet?
Yeah, yeah, I met him at work.
See?
Yeah,
so dangerous.
Me too. Don't do it. This is abuse of power right there. Angela, thanks for the call.
Thank you. Man. So we're talking about the age difference. You know, widest spread, younger or
older, either
whatever
way.
The case may be. Carissa in Wheaton, good morning. You're on B96.
Good morning, you guys. I'm so nervous right now. I don't know how you do this every day.
Get used to it.
Yeah,
just like
don't
anything
worry
else.
About it.
Yes. It just happens.
All right. So my age gap story is my boyfriend, when we got together, was 22 and I was 28. So that's a pretty like unheard of age gap. I feel like it's more common for women to date older men.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was not widely accepted by a lot of family at first. But the thing I learned from it is just because you date an older guy doesn't really equal maturity. Yeah. And I find that he has more maturity than any older man I've ever dated.
Are you still with him?
Yes. We're on like 2 years now.
Aww. Oh, good for
well,
you.
Yeah. Carissa, if there's any words of encouragement, my mom, she's 6 years older than my dad. So,
well,
you know,
you
and they've been together for 25 years. So, you know, you got
and when I told my stepdad about it, he said, that's great because women outlive men anyway. So you both die around the same time.
I guess that's one way to even it out.
Carissa, thanks
so
for the call.
So dark. You know, I actually dated a guy younger than me, too, for a little while. But it was like more one of those really fun things that was just really fun. Because
like how much younger?
I think it was about 8 years.
8 years?
Yeah, but I'm not disclosing things other like my age. But it was really fun. Like that's the kind of person you have a good time with, but the maturity level wasn't necessarily there. So it's like catch and release.
So
thank you for your time.
No, so what's
see
your
you
bag?
Later.
I mean, do you like older guys?
I guess. I don't know. It's whatever is close in age, but older guys I'm not opposed to. Like sometimes that's that fantasy to have like a silver fox for a little while.
So you've gone -8 you've gone -8 years. What's been the positive? What's been the largest gap? That way.
Probably about 8 years.
Okay.
It's like 8, give or take, either way.
Oh, you got a big pool.
Right on, right on. When do we roll
keep
into
your
the
options open.
Into the sugar daddy scenario?
I can't do that. I just don't think I could do that. I have a hard time letting people buy me dinner, let alone like dating somebody. I wish I could, though.
I have never dated anyone older.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Younger?
No.
Really?
No, not a lot. You know, I like just around the same age.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's the best. I feel like that always works the best.
Even when you were younger, you never dated people that were older than you?
Well, you
there
said
we
dated.
Go. Well, yeah, dated.
I mean, like, you know, you see the person more than a couple times.
Oh, so you're saying you've hooked up with people that are older than you, but not
He's
dated.
Like, I didn't have to talk to them. This is a different conversation.
We hung out. We didn't date. We hung out.
We rolled around. I don't know. Something happened. I don't
that's
remember.
So funny.
Matt. Good morning, Matt. Good
hey.
Morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
I'm good. 27 years younger?
Yeah. Wow. He was 22 and I was 47.
Wow.
Okay, how'd that go?
Well, it lasted 3 months. I really look young for my age, so I told him I was 34.
Okay.
So, and when he came to my birthday party, that was kind of a mistake. I shouldn't have, you know, didn't even think about it, what I told him.
Oh, shoot.
He kind of walked out and never showed back up, and then he ghosted me completely. He, like, you know, disappeared. He moved out of his apartment and just, like, completely disappeared.
Seriously? Because you lied about your age?
Seriously. Yeah, he just, like, disappeared. He took me off social media. He blocked me from his calls. He, like, I guess according to one of his friends that I still talk with, he moved to DeKalb back to his parents' house.
Wow.
Back into the basement.
Well, that'll thank you,
Tony. Back into the basement, right?
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Matt.
All right, thank you.
Again.
So we're talking about, and Nina, you set this up by this couple, and we will post this on our socials.
Yeah, we totally will. There's this amazing couple in Tennessee. Gary is 17 years old. His wife, Almeida, is 72.
That's a 77-year-old name if I ever heard one.
It's a real thing.
Almeida, 53-year age gap. So we're asking, you know, what's the biggest age gap that you've ever dated, and did it work? But wait, Gabe, did you ever do that?
We'll talk about that after this.
Right. We've got Riley here, who's from Sugar Grove, and he's dating 33 years younger.
Oh, we're going to talk to him,
too. Yeah, if you're on hold, stay there. We'll be right with you. 312-591-9696. Good morning. You're listening to Drex and Nina on B96.
We met at Chuck E. Cheese Pizza. I looked into his eyes, and I just fell in love with those brown eyes. I just looked at him and knew that he was the one I wanted to best spend my life with.
The first thing that attracted me to Almeida was her beautiful, gorgeous blue eyes, her personality, always full of laughter, and we just connected so well. Everything about her just captures my heart.
Come on.
Yeah, that's scary.
And he's 17. She's
72.
Old as hell.
Are they still rolling around in those balls? Chuck E. Cheese. What the
That's
hell?
That's where they met at.
I don't know. I mean, I feel so terrible judging real love, but come on.
I can't find her. She fell down and she can't get up out of them balls.
I mean, come on.
The first to learn. Oh, come on.
77.
Hey, you know what I was thinking, though, guys? I was thinking, you know, because we're talking and we're taking calls 312-591-9696. You're, you know, big spread. I mean, where are you? Younger, older? What was the oldest you've ever dated?
Age gap, yeah, in your relationship.
Yeah, the age gap. But I think at some points, I mean, if you take like 30 and 42, there is a point in time and in one's life where, you know, for instance, I'm thinking 30 and 42 because that's 12 years. That's pretty significant. But that could work.
It could totally work because, you know, men mature a lot later.
Oh, don't just use that as the crutch. It could work because people are just older, you know, and you're at a different stage in life where you can, like you're saying, Drex, when you're 30, you could date someone that's 23 or you could date someone that's 37. It's a 7-year age gap either way.
Right. What's the difference?
But it's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I did whatever, it. I'm not saying anything.
Whatever is your thing.
Which way do you think is better? Which way do you think is better, to date older or to date younger?
Well, now, I'm older. I don't want to date anyone older than me.
True.
So I definitely. Yeah, oh, thank older. You, Gabe. But yes, no, younger. But you know what? I wouldn't want to date, like, young. I mean, you know, I would say, for me, probably like late 30s, 40s.
For a real relationship?
Yeah, for a real relationship.
I'd say younger is better.
But I'm really lucky because the person that I'm with, Sharon, we are absolutely, we're exactly the same age. We're born the same day, the same year.
That's so crazy.
Yeah,
that's
insane.
Cool.
It's so funny because when you're in high school, like, that's the thing. You should be dating somebody in your age. But if you dated like a sophomore, like a year younger than you, or a senior, then you were like doing some crazy. But now it's like 1 year or the same age. That's the shock right now if you're exactly the same age
really
as the person that you're with. But whatever.
I guess that doesn't happen too often. Okay, to the phones we go, and we shall start with Heidi in LaGrange. Good morning. You're on B96.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So you dated 19 years younger.
Yes, it was wrong on so many levels.
Where's the growl? Can somebody do that?
Drex.
I just cougared you. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Absolutely. You called it. Yeah, I was in my early 40s, and he was 19, and he lied about his age. He wasn't legal to drink yet.
Wow.
I was out of my house. I just moved to Florida, and I was out of my friends and family, and I was down there on business, and I bought a place. So it was just kind of a perfect storm. Turned out to be kind of a nightmare.
But was he like the pool boy or what? How do you meet a 19-year-old like that?
I met him at my pool.
I'm so smart. That's so funny.
Yeah, put his name and number on my door, and I called him, and 3 years later, drama.
3 years later.
Well, see, that's so you were invited, obviously, because of the physicality thing about it, right? I mean, that was fun.
Yeah.
But then you had to have a conversation, and you guys were not on the same page.
No.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. And see, therein lies the problem.
I wonder how much money exchanged hands in that relationship. Heidi, thanks for the call.
She had a very clean pool.
Yeah.
He kept coming over.
Yeah.
Nina and Hammond, your husband is 17 years older than you?
And yes.
Twinsy names, got to do it.
Excuse me?
We have the same name.
You said it too
Nina.
Fast. She didn't know what you were saying.
So how's that working out with a husband 17 years older than you?
It's pretty good, actually.
Yeah? How did you guys meet?
Actually walking home from a party with my friend. She was like, we need a ride home because my mom's going to kill me, underage drinking and stuff.
So you went into a car with somebody who's 17 years older than you.
Right.
I don't know if that's safe.
Yeah, I was wondering what mom's going to think
Not
about
do
at
you,
all.
Nina, do you need help? Do you want us to come save you?
Yes, I do.
She said she does.
Girl.
So are you digging this now? Is it working for you, or was this a mistake?
It's working for us. We have 3 kids, so.
She's like, I don't have to make any more jokes. I'm not going to make
Just
any
make
more
sure
jokes.
He pays that life insurance bill. That's all I'm saying.
Oh,
hell yeah.
Nina,
come
thanks
on.
For the call.
Thanks,
Hello.
Girl.
Okay, let's go to Tyler in Crown Point.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of hot. That's like a movie.
Well, all right. So you think like 12 years older, like it's not that far-fetched, I guess, nowadays. But
no, I don't think
like,
so.
At the time, well, obviously I was 19 years old. Okay. I was in the military at the time, so she was my boss. But In my friend's head, they were like, oh, yeah, I mean, obviously, go for it. But in, you know, in mine, obviously, I don't know. It was just totally, like, it seemed normal to me. But at the same time, like, I knew, that, you know, it wasn't. But
okay, so, like, how long did that last? Were you into it? Like,
I mean, yeah, at the time, I mean, I was into it, but it didn't last very long just because I feel like reality caught up to me. And then I realized, like, I mean, and she had kids. She had two kids.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Like, you know, I'm 19 years old. That was a lot of baggage. You know what I'm saying? So
Tyler, do you see yourself dating somebody older in the future, or you're going to stick to somebody your same age based off this experience?
Oh, that experience? No, I wanted to stick to my same age.
Wow.
Cause I just feel like, you know, there's two completely stages of your life. And when you clash those two stages, you know, it just causes nothing but problems, drama.
Well, the generation gap can be big,
you know,
and
I mean?
That can be
odd. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Thanks for the call, Tyler.
But you learned so much.
Riley, good morning.
Hello.
Hi, Riley. So dad is 33 years younger?
Dad is 33 years older.
Than what?
Than my stepmom, his wife.
Oh, wow. So how old is your stepmom? Let's just call her your friend.
Yeah, she's 24.
Okay, your friend's 24.
My dad's 57.
Wow, and how old are you?
18.
Okay, so how does that make you feel? Is that weird?
Oh, yeah, we're real. Her and I don't get along. She's too young. I don't like her.
What does your dad say? What do you say to your dad?
You know, nothing really. I mean, like, it's his life, whatever makes him happy.
You're just not having it.
Right. He gave up his life to raise me and my sister. And, like, if he wants to date some young thing, I don't care. I mean, like, it's cool.
Who's that in the background?
My little sister. We listen to you guys every morning on our way to school. It's very exciting. We're on the radio.
Oh, thank
well, love
you.
Thank you very much, and have a great day. All right. So, yeah, we're talking about age gaps.
You know what's going to happen, though? She's going to date older.
That's a big prediction. That's a bold prediction.
I think it's pretty fair.
All right, let's play ball. So you listen to us every single morning. And right now, including today, we have four tickets to see the Chicago Cubs in the Pepsi Batter's Eye seats from B96 and our friends at Pepsi, the official sponsor of the Chicago Cubs. So we'll take the ninth caller right now.
Yeah, caller number nine.
312-591-9696. And then Amy Schumer has lost her mind. She says money and fame have not made her happier. She must have bumped her head.
Yeah,
we'll discuss coming up right here on B96. Good morning, everybody.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.